Relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than the male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly Podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is my forever coven mate, it's Ariel.
Hello.
Hello, my love. How
are you?
We haven't
been together for a couple weeks when we're recording this, and I've missed you.
I know it's only been like a short period of time, but I have like total separation anxiety.
I know.
So when I saw your little face come on here, I was like,
I know. Finally. It's worse because we don't work together anymore either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I totally. We used to talk literally 5 days a week.
Yeah.
We had the podcast, but we talked 5 days a week. You were the first person I spoke to every single day. And now that's Abby. I'm not saying that she's fully replaced you, but JK, JK. No, but it's so good to see your face. How have you been? What's going on? You've had a big move. Talk to me. Give me the aerial update.
I moved to Montana.
Wild.
I am in Big Sky country now. I left Mormonville behind. So it's interesting. Like, I'm going to be moving to Bozeman eventually, but right now I'm in my dad's hometown, and I haven't been here since I was like 17. Like, I've been to Yellowstone, I've been to Bozeman, but I haven't been back here since then. And I will not do the math for how long that has been, but it's a long time. and I have like just a crap ton of family here. So for instance,
nice.
I got to meet up with my aunt, one of my aunts, and one of my cousins just opened a horror-themed ice cream parlor in town called Spooky Scoop. So I got to go visit that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds so cute. I want to go there. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, no, it's fun because every summer when I'd visit, we would always watch horror movies, especially because their older brother would, like, rent stuff that was less appropriate. But he was in, like, kind of in the basement of their house. So it was easy to, like, sneak down there and watch whatever we wanted with him, you know?
The weird brother in the basement that brings all the horror movies? Okay, sure. Why not? Okay, so obviously Mormonsville was known for its sodas. What is the thing to eat or drink
Montana? That's actually a really good question. I mean, huckleberry everything. So there's like always tons of huckleberry stuff wherever you go. But I don't know if there's like a signature Montana food.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to explore and find out. I remember as a kid though coming up here and my cousin's being so excited to take me to Taco Treat, which is like a, you know, like a Taco Bell kind of like fast food restaurant because they're like
Taco Treat.
Yeah, and their favorite thing, they were like excited to share it. Just turned out to be, it's like, it was called like a cheese crispy or something. And it turned out just to be like a tostada shell with like melted cheese on top.
People in middle America, they're so deprived of like flavor. Like, it's maybe Big Sky country, but it is not flavor
I'm hoping
country.
In the like intervening decades, you know, maybe like hopefully Mexican food has, like real Mexican food has maybe come to Montana.
You'll have a little guacamole on your tostada cheese.
Right.
Well, that's great. I'm excited. It means I have this like ambition to visit all 50 states, and there are some states where I'm just like, okay, what is the thing that I'm going to go do there? And now Montana, you are that thing for Montana.
Yes.
So we got to figure out what time of the year and start planning a trip, and I'm going to grab Matilda and drag her out there with me. So you got to tell me when the best, like, remember, we have been in the Bay Area this whole time, so we are still soft and unable to handle any
like
climate
summer.
Outside.
You want to come during
very
the summer.
Band. But is it hot?
No, it's not that
is
hot.
Is it really, really hot?
No, like today it's 60 degrees outside.
I wanted to die in New York.
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was not prepared, nor was my wardrobe prepared for 2 weeks in the New York summer. It was bleak. Like, I just, like, sweated. Just sweated.
Well, because it's, like, really humid there, too, right? So.
Yeah. It's hot in the shade. Like, that's not how shade works.
Missouri was like that, and it was
deadly. Shade is cool.
Oof.
Woo-hoo. But yeah, I've been up to, I was out for a couple of weeks because I was in New York, at my new job doing that. Issues out, everybody check it out. And I'm trying to think what else I've been up to. I went and saw a movie today that has a connection to the movie we're going to be talking about. Ooh. So today we're going to be talking about a movie called Camp. It's from director Avalon Fast. And they also appear in another movie out this summer. The movie, of course, is Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma, which I saw a screening of today.
I'm so jealous. And I've been so excited about this movie for so long.
Well, they told us that they're in this movie, and I totally forgot. Like, my brain just, like,
that's hilarious.
So I'm like watching it, and they like pan across the van in this like flashback scene, and I was like, I like did the total like Leonardo DiCaprio meme where I'm like pointing at the screen. I was like, I like leaned over to Matilda. I was like, I interviewed them this week.
Crazy. Oh gosh. But yeah, I'm so jealous. That's exciting.
We're definitely going to need to talk about that movie on the show. So stay tuned, folks. That review is coming up. I have to say, this summer, like, I was a little worried. I was a little worried coming into the summer. I've seen like 2 movies that were top 10 contenders, like, and everything else has been mid, and like, I'm telling myself it's better than it is so that I could, you know,
you're intentionally lying
Nancy
to yourself so you don't get too disappointed.
Oh. You don't know, lie to yourself? Okay, you're so bold. But yes, that's how I survive, as I lie to myself constantly. I mean, if you can't lie to yourself, how the hell are you going to lie to anybody else? Like, right? That's how that saying goes, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I have to say, this is yet another movie in this crazy run of, like, excellent horror this summer.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It is so yes. good. I had high hopes going in, very high hopes. And then, like, I really enjoyed Let's All Go to the World's Fair, or We're All Going to the World's Fair. And of course, I saw the TV Glow is incredible. I saw that in Austin and was like blown away by it.
So good.
This is their best movie.
That's exciting.
It is like so sexy and so. Like, it is such a love letter to horror, and also like an examination of the way that we are both like repulsed by and drawn to horror and gore, and like sort of the, as they describe it in the movie, flesh and fluids of a slasher movie. So, folks, if you are excited about this, get way more excited. I don't think I can overhype it. It is incredible. Like, I'm pretty sure it's Matilda's number one.
Oh, wow.
Here, so,
I mean, I know she loved the other
it might be mine,
movies,
too.
So I'm not surprised. But you never know. Like, sometimes people fall off, you know, and they make, like, a crappy movie. I'm so glad to hear it's, like, an upward trajectory.
Oh, it's just getting better and better.
That's
so
exciting.
Good. And, like, Gillian Anderson and Hannah Einbinder have so much insane chemistry.
Amazing.
It is hot. But it's also just so weird and funny. And yeah, I loved it. And, you know, like, I would say that We're All Going to World's Fair is kind of like intellectually expensive.
Yeah.
Like, it is kind of like, it has a very specific pace, and it's like very obscure, like, or like, what sort of, like, opaque. Like, it's hard to kind of parse some of what's happening there. And then I Saw the TV Glow is excellent, but it like put me into a full existential spiral because
Fair.
I, you know, like, my big fear is like time passing by and like the life unlived. Yeah. Like, those things freak me out. It's excellent, though. This one, like, it's just a good rollicking good time.
Okay. I'm on board.
So, like, you know, I like to be protective of you. Like, you know, maybe you don't have the emotional bandwidth right now. Girl, go. You're good.
Okay.
You got this. You're good to go. You're ready. It's time. Okay. Well, enough talking about a movie we haven't even reviewed yet. Let's get into the plan for today. So, like I said, we're going to be talking about the film Camp today, and we have a really awesome interview. I'm so excited for you guys to hear it with the writer-director Avalon Fast. So, what do you say we head into that? So, Ariel.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you eat your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.